It has been said here that when human beings reach mastery, nothing makes them unhappy. It has also been said that there is a great secret that allows masters to be in this place. I have already told you this secret, but did not identify it as the secret, and so you may not have understood that this insight was the key to everything. Here is the insight again. Here is the secret. Disunity does not exist. This insight can change your entire experience of life. This insight translates into a simple statement that, if lived as your day-to-day reality, would turn your world upside down. We are all one. What this would really do is turn your world right side up. For when you realize that there is one thing, and only one thing, one reality and only one reality, one being and only one being, then you comprehend that at some level, the one being is and must be always getting its way. In other words, failure does not exist. And when you reach this level of clarity, you also see clearly that in the absence of failure, the one being is without nothing. Therefore, need does not exist. Suddenly, with enlightenment, the dominoes fall backward. The construction of your illusions caves in upon itself. It is not the illusions themselves that crumble, but the constructions they support. That is, the cultural stories upon which you have built your life. These stories have all been myths, from the story of what you imagine it takes to make your life work right here and right now, to the story of how you imagine that it all began, having nothing to do with ultimate reality. For you to advance now in your evolution as a species, there must be a disconnect from these stories. And disconnection can be accomplished in a number of ways. The most effective of these is stillness. In the stillness, you will find your true being. In the silence, you will hear the breathing of your soul and of God. I've told you many times, and I tell you here again, you will find me in the stillness. Meditate every day. Ask yourself, can you give 15 minutes each morning and 15 minutes each evening to God? If you cannot, if you do not have the time, if your schedule is too busy, if there is just too much else that you have to do, then you have been caught up in the Maya, in the illusion, more deeply than even you may have thought. Yet it is not too late. It is never too late to step away from the illusion, see it for what it is, and use it to allow yourself to experience the ultimate reality of who you really are. Begin by setting aside a tiny percentage of your waking hours each day. That's all it will take to commune once more with me. I am calling you into communion with God. I am inviting you to experience your meeting with the Creator. In that moment of communion, you will know that unity is the truth of your being. And when you come out of your meditation, you will understand and see from your experience that it is the denial of this truth that perpetuates the negative effects of the illusion. The illusion was meant to be your joy. It was meant to be your tool. It was never intended to be your burden and your sorrow, your trial and tribulation. And it will cease to be so when you understand the ultimate reality. There is no separation. There is no separation of anything from anything. There is only unity. There is only oneness. You are not separate from each other, nor from any part of life, nor from me. Because disunity does not exist, insufficiency cannot. For the one that is sufficient unto itself. Because insufficiency does not exist, requirement cannot. For when there is nothing you need, there is nothing that you have to do to acquire anything. Because there is nothing that you have to do, you will not be judged by whether you have done it or not. Because you will not be judged, you cannot be condemned. Because you will never be condemned, you will know at last that love is unconditional. Because love is unconditional, there is no one and no thing that is superior in God's kingdom. There are no rankings or hierarchies. There are not some who are loved more than others. Love is an experience total and complete. It is not possible to love a little or to love a lot. Love is not quantifiable. One can love in different ways, but not to different degrees. Always remember that love is not quantifiable. It is either present or it is not, and in God's kingdom, love is always present. That is because God is not the dispenser of love. God is love. Now, I have said that you and I are one, and that is what is so. You are made in my image and likeness. Therefore, you too are love. In a word, that is who you really are. You are not the receiver of love. You are that which you would seek to receive. This is a great secret, and knowing this secret changes people's lives. People spend whole lifetimes seeking that which they already have. They have it because they are it. All you have to do to have love is to be love. You are my beloved. Each of you. All of you. None of you is more lovable than another, because none of you is more of me than another. Although some of you remember more of me, and therefore more of yourself. So do not forget yourself, beloved. Be love. Do this in remembrance of me. For you are all a part of me, a member of the body of God. And when you remember who you really are, you are doing that quite literally. That is, you are remembering. Becoming a member once again of the one body. There is only one body, one being. Always remember that. Because there is no superiority, there are not some who know more than others and some who know less. There are merely those who remember more and remember less of what has always been known. Ignorance does not exist. Now I come to tell you again that this is what is true. Love is unconditional. Life is unending. God is without need, and you are a miracle, the miracle of God made human. This is what you wanted to know all along. It is what you have always known in your heart and what your mind has denied. It is what your soul has whispered time and time again. Only to be silenced by your body and the bodies around you. You have been asked to deny me by the very religions that would invite you to know me. For they have told you that you are not me, and I am not you, and that to even think so is a sin. We are not one, they say, but rather the Creator and the created. Yet this refusal to accept and know yourself as one with me is what has caused all of the pain and all of the sorrow of your life. I invite you now to a meeting with the Creator. You will find the Creator within.